But that was, what, 25?
They wasn't nothing.
30 years ago.
They was, yeah, because they were that poo hall, you know.
Right.
You shoot poo. That was.
Yeah, and you know, like Fraser Street apartments were like the main apartments in Roswell back then. And, you know, it was just so small. The population back then probably was around 15, 20,000, you know, when I was growing up, if it was that many. And now it's probably, what, pushing 100,000 just in the city limits.
So, Barbara, you said, okay, at some point Roswell had a very small town, or was a very small town, had a small town feeling to it, and then at some point that changed. What do you think is the major thing that changes the feel of the town, that makes it not seem a small town? Or can you sort of pinpoint a time that you think?
Just like the traffic, and when did you start seeing a big change?
About 20 years ago.
Do you think the change has mostly been for the worse or for the better?
I guess it's been good for the city of Roswell. It's mm-hmm. been good for the Roswell.
Mm-hmm. And how do you feel about it personally? Do you?
Well, you don't want to know.
So you think there's benefits to having things stay rather smaller than they are?
Well, I don't know.
She tells me, you know, I'm not trying to answer for her, but she tells me, I mean, you know, now it's, she would probably like it for about 6 months, but if she was to move, say, 60 miles north of here, like in Jasper and LJ, which those places are growing too,
mm-hmm.
She would be bored. You know, there would, you know, there, if you, say if she bought somewhere and she was on land about 5 acres like she used to be, and she didn't have neighbors, now that she's got used to having neighbors and people all the time around her, if she was to move into a small community like Roswell used to be 25, 30 years ago, she would be bored.
Do you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. When you did go into Atlanta, say with your mother's sister, Marta, is that the name?
That's what we would take Marta.
It was the bus
system.
Her
sister's name was.
Oh, okay.
The
That's
Greyhound.
Exactly what I was going to ask.
Yeah.
How would you get in?
It wasn't the MARTA bus. It was a Greyhound bus.
Yeah, it was actually Greyhound. And then I remember going down on MARTA.
And then it got into MARTA.
But they would take the Greyhound bus to Atlanta.
Okay.
And that was like, you know, going down there was an all-day thing. I mean, it's not like you go and you're in and out in 30 minutes. I mean, I remember going down there and sitting all day and then having to take the bus back in the afternoon. I mean, we'd get up early and get on the bus at like 7:30 in the morning and then not get back home till 5 or 6 in the afternoon.
So it was really kind of a journey.
It was.
At that point. Right now, Roswell and Atlanta pretty much are right up next to each other. Do you think that the people who live here now consider themselves to be from Roswell or to be from Atlanta?